This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with eminent economists in New Delhi this afternoon. He will elicit their views and suggestions for the upcoming Union Budget. Apart from economists, experts from different sectors will also attend the meeting, along with Vice Chairman Suman Beri and other members of the Niti Aayog. The budget session of Parliament will begin on the 22nd of this month, and on the 23rd, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The second Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC Foreign Minister's Retreat, will begin today in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry has informed that Dr. S. Jayashankar will host his BIMSTEC counterparts at the event. The two-day event will provide an opportunity for the grouping's members to broaden and deepen cooperation across sectors, including in the fields of security, connectivity, trade and investment in the Bay of Bengal region and littoral areas. President Draupadi Murmu's natural love for sports and games was seen when she played badminton with the much-celebrated player Saina Nehwal at the badminton court in Rashtrapati Bhavan. The president's inspiring step is in keeping with India's emergence as a badminton powerhouse, with women players making a great impact on the world stage. As part of Her Story, My Story lecture series, featuring women Padma awardees and iconic Indian sportsperson, Saina Nehwal will deliver a talk and interact with the audience at the Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre today. The six-member election commission team, headed by senior deputy election commissioners Nitesh Vyas and Dharmendra Sharma, is holding a meeting with district election officers of all districts of Jharkhand to review preparations for the assembly elections in the state. Earlier, the EC team held a meeting with Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer and other election officials. The Senior Deputy Election Commissioner has instructed the officials to take utmost care in revising the electoral rolls. The revision of electoral rolls is underway in the state, which started on the 25th of June and will conclude on the 24th of July. The voter list will be published on 20th of August. Jharkhand Assembly election is due to be held later this year. In Jammu and Kashmir, the administration has established a seven-member panel to identify foreign nationals who have been illegally overstaying in J&K for the past 13 years. This initiative aims to address the issue of illegal immigration. The committee's primary responsibilities include gathering biographic and biometric details of the illegal migrants and maintaining an updated digital record. U.S. President Joe Biden emphasized that NATO members should enhance their industrial capabilities to maintain an edge over Russia. Speaking at the 75th founding anniversary of NATO in Washington, he noted that Russia has increased its domestic defense production with assistance from China, Iran, and North Korea. 32 leaders of NATO countries, including the leaders of Finland and Sweden, the two new additions, are attending the three-day summit. In Wimbledon tennis, Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina will take on Barbora Krejcikova of Czech Republic in the women's singles semi-final this evening. In the other semi-final, seven-seeded Italian Jasmine Paolini will face Croatia's Donna Vekic. In Indonesia, incessant rains have halted the search for miners believed to be trapped under a landslide that engulfed an unauthorized gold mine on Sulawesi Island on Sunday. At least 23 people are confirmed dead and 33 reportedly missing. Heavy rains have triggered the landslide in Bone Bolango district of Gorontalo province in Indonesia over the weekend. Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency reported that 18 injured people were rescued from the mining site, while 92 villagers managed to escape at the time of accident. Today is World Population Day. The day is observed on the 11th of July every year to focus on the challenges and opportunities caused by the rising population. And that is the end of this news bulletin.